ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. So on the auspicious occasion of Narasimha Chaturdashi, which we are celebrating tomorrow, today we will speak on Lord Narasimhadev. So the topic is very simple. We will describe the Narasimha Arati word by word, as all of you are already familiar with this arati. Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlad Ahlad Dayine. So this Narasimha Arati was instituted by Srila Prabhupada at Los Angeles. So LA was the first temple, the second temple after San Francisco, and the devotees used to celebrate Rath Yatra at San Francisco. So that day was Rath Yatra day, and majority of the devotees had already gone. Prabhupada and a few devotees had stayed back in LA. Early in that morning, some intruder threw some kind of a crude bomb into the temple premises, which kind of exploded partially. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. So Srila Prabhupada came inside, and at that point Srila Prabhupada, he said that today I am going to teach you a new mantra. So ISKCON was instituted in 1966. This is probably a couple of years later. So then Prabhupada chanted this Narasimha Pranam, and then he made four observations. First thing he said, that now ISKCON is growing. And when Prabhupada said that, there were only two or three temples. Now we have more than 700 temples all over the world. Secondly, Prabhupada said, as ISKCON is growing, the envious propensities of the demons is also growing. Then the third thing is that as ISKCON will grow further and the Krishna consciousness will spread far and wide, the attacks by the demons will increase more and more. And hence, fourth thing is, Prabhupada said, if you have to be fearless in practicing Krishna consciousness, and if the preaching mission has to expand without stopping, then the devotees in Krishna consciousness movement must chant this Narasimha Pranam. So in order to create fearlessness individually and collectively, and to participate in the preaching mission in an unstoppable way, so this Narasimha Arati Prabhupada instituted all over ISKCON. And then a few weeks later, Prabhupada was sick. And Prabhupada was in one of the hospitals in a very bad condition. And at that point, Prabhupada again called his disciples and told them that it is bona fide for a disciple to pray for the protection of the spiritual master by praying at the lotus feet of Lord Narasimhadev. And Srila Prabhupada taught his disciples this prayer, that you should pray to Lord Narasimhadev, to Krishna, that my spiritual master has not yet completed my task. He has not completed his task in the mission. So therefore you may please protect him. So these were some of the initial encouragements given by Srila Prabhupada for chanting this Narsingha Pranati. It did not start from day one of ISKCON, but just a little afterwards when Prabhupada felt that this is a very important need. So the Narsingha Arati begins with Namaste Narasimhaya. So Namaste, so what does Namaste mean? So in India, the standard protocol of greeting each other is Namaste, you know, or probably was Namaste. Now as Kali Yuga progressing, even the simple cultural additions which were there is very quickly disappearing because of increased Western influence. All these which were part of our tradition is going. So now it is more hi and then chai, which was never part of our tradition before. So what exactly it indicates? So namaha means not mine. So there is one principle which anchors us to this material world, and that is the false ego. False ego is the root. As soon as the root is cut, the tree falls. So therefore, if you tie a rope around your waist, imagine, and that rope is pulled across the back of a truck, and you pull on the rope, and the truck doesn't move. The truck remains, it is not able to go forward. So we may call our friends and claim, just see how the truck is being held by my hands. But in reality, the driver is not there. So as long as the driver is not there, the truck stands there. But I claim credit and I am pulling. After some time, the driver comes. He sits in the truck, starts the engine, puts reverse gear. So my hand is still there and the truck is moving towards me. So I say, just see, my power is increasing. And then he puts on the first gear and that's the end of the story. That's the end of the story. So therefore, we have considered various upadhis for ourselves. I am a man, I am educated, I am Indian, I am strong, powerful, wealthy, intelligent. Multiple upadhis. I am a father, I am a successful father, successful mother, successful manager, successful, you know, whatever. Different upadhis we have. And these upadhis are constantly creating a storm in our mind. Why are we feeling so uneasy? Why are we feeling anxiety? It's because multiple upadhis are like multiple ropes tied around multiple trucks. And we are only two hands trying to control all of these movements. How is it possible? Do we have control? So if suddenly the market falls and we lose money, so the upadhi that I am wealthy, I am a good businessman, I manage money well, that upadhi is finished. So we feel, I am finished. So a mother thinks, I am a good mother. And then the son fails in 10th exam. So then immediately there is a sudden wave inside the heart because that upadhi is affected. Am I good? So if someone thinks, I am a good employee, and then he gets sacked the next day. So immediately there is shock. Why? That upadhi. I am a good employee. But the truck is not within your control. The truck and the driver will move as per the mood. So therefore, there is constant anxiety because there are multiple things happening over which we have no control. India is playing against Sri Lanka in Wankhede. And whole of India is praying. At least they could have chanted Hare Krishna. There would have been a Mahasankirtan. But there is no control. What can happen? So we attach various hooks to various things, and that is called upadhi. And that creates anxiety. So the feeling of mama and aham. So in order to be free from that, we cannot stop the movement of the trucks. You can't tell all the trucks, just stand there, okay? Don't move. No, we have no control. The only thing you can do is what? Cut the rope. As soon as you cut the rope, the movement of the truck will not have any effect upon us. That is the state of self-realization, where a pure devotee is completely aware that Krishna is in control. I am eternal, Krishna is eternal, my relationship of service with Krishna is eternal. No power in 14 worlds can stop that. That is a platform for fearlessness. So therefore, the concept of Namaha indicates that I am in the process of overcoming my ego, my false ego, and attaining my true ego, that I am Krishnera Nityadas. Therefore, please help me in this process. According to my capacity, I am trying to offer. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yat karoshi, yadasnasi, yat juhosi, dadasi yat. So I am trying as per my capacity. So namaha te, whatever I have is not mine. As Bhagavatam 10th canto describes, Krishna is glorifying the trees of Vrindavan. And Krishna says, Pushya daitan mahabhagan parasyaikanta jivitan vatvarsha atapahiman sahanto varayantina. Just see the selflessness of these trees. The trees are considered to be lowly species. From the point of view of birth, they are not considered exalted. But see their character. They receive all kinds of calamities on top of themselves in order to provide protection to others. How selfless. Vat varsha atapa himan sahanto. They tolerate difficulties upon themselves while protecting others. Etavat janma saphalyam dehinam dehishu pranair arthair dhyavacha shreyah acharanam sada. So Krishna concludes, this is success in life. What is real success? So many people think the real success in life is to become an engineer, to become a doctor, to get good grades, to make money. Etavat janma safalyam. What is success in life? Dehinam iha dehishu pranair arthair dhya vacha shreya. If we are able to dedicate our body, mind and words for the highest cause of cultivating pure love of Krishna and giving this knowledge to others as per our capacity in whichever ashram we may be situated. Therefore, the principle of selflessness is glorified. And this pastime comes towards the end of the chapter, which precedes the chapter where Krishna is delivering the Brahmana wives. And in that chapter, Krishna goes to the Brahmanas to ask for some prasad. But the Brahmanas say it is not the right time. And Krishna sends the cowherd boys to the wives and they immediately agree. So the Brahmanas reveal their character again of being selfish. And immediately the chapter after that is Govardhan Leela, where Krishna is telling Nanda Maharaj, stop this sacrifice. Nanda Maharaj agrees. Everything was planned well in advance and it used to be happening as a ritual every year. Krishna had been seeing it for ages. He never spoke anything. So many years he saw it, he didn't say anything. That particular year, after the preparations were over, and he had been seeing so many preparations being made. And just on the day, Krishna just told Nanda Maharaj, we should not offer to Indra. We should offer to Govardhan. So when you have planned everything, when you have worked a lot for several weeks, and then you come to the final stage, and you're about to do something, and then someone who has been seeing that all along comes and says, no, actually, this is not what I wanted. So it can irritate a person. But Nanda Maharaj's surrender was tested. It was not an easy thing. He said yes. He was flexible. And that's where Indra failed. The same place where Nanda Maharaj succeeded, Indra failed. Because Nanda Maharaj's concern was how to please Krishna. I can't understand the logic behind this, but Krishna says, let us agree. So the basis of that was pure love, free from selfish ego. So Nanda Maharaj could do that. Indra could not do, because he still had vestiges of the false ego. And therefore, the message which Krishna wants to convey through these successive three chapters, glorifying the trees and then revealing the selfish character of the Brahmanas and the demigods, is Krishna has a message. And the message is, better to be a selfless low-born tree than to be a selfish high-born Brahmana or a selfish high-born demigod. Krishna has a message that I don't care about your birth. I don't care about any of your external qualifications or various other things which the world may glorify and recognize. I am looking for service without selfish considerations. And that is today's darshan here of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. How he left Vrindavan. Madhavendra Puri revealed Gopalji when Gopalji came in the dream, and then finally Gopalji was brought out and wonderful ceremony was done. Once the temple is established, then one feels, okay, let me now reciprocate with the Lord. So already Gopalji came in Madhavendra Puri's dream once. And after the worship was established and things were going on well, Gopalji again appeared and said, I am feeling very hot. Go and get some chandan. So Madhavendra Puri didn't say that, why you have to appear in my dream only? In whole of Vrindavan. Why at this point? I just had one service, give me a break. Nor did Madhavendra Puri tell some other disciple that I got a very important dream. You are highly qualified to do that service. You go ahead. You go ahead, I will pray for you. He did it himself. So therefore, Madhavendra Puri was revealed by Gopal, I need chandan. All the other details were not given. So usually a person is willing to take risks when he has some personal benefit to gain. Uncertainty implies risks. And usually a person in business venture or in any other relationship where there is uncertainty, if there is a motivation that the end of this deal, there is going to be some personal benefit, that can still motivate someone to jump into that risk. But the test is when one is willing to take risk for Krishna. And Krishna tests a devotee by giving him such challenges. So therefore there was no idea where that Chandan is going to come from. There is no idea where he is supposed to travel. But Madhavendrapuri just embarks on the mission to get that Chandan. And then, as all of you know, he comes to the temple of Kshirachor Gopinath. And there the Lord personally comes to in the dream of the pujari and tells him that I have stolen kheer for Madhavendrapuri. Now the pujari is totally bewildered because he had been serving for so many years. Lord never stole anything for him. And so he went and he started searching, who is this Madhavendrapuri? And then Madhavendrapuri was, you know, sitting there doing his bhajan. So he just went and said that, Toma lage Gopinath kheer kaila churi. For you, Gopinath has stolen kheer, come. So just imagine what a great privilege it is. What an opportunity and what kind of fame is this, that for rest of eternity, devotees are going to be singing the glories of how Lord Krishna's deity stole for his devotee. But Madhavendrapuri, at that point, when he understood that everyone there found out what's happening, they started talking about it. But Madhavendrapuri was very allergic to this fame. Pratishthar bhaye puri gelam palaiya Krishna preme sange. It is described that Madhavendrapuri became fearful of that pratishtha. Puri gela palaiya, he ran away from there. Krishna preme sange, sange gadaiya. So, in that verse it is described that when a devotee performs amazing devotional service, then Krishna is also reciprocating constantly. So Madhavendrapuri is running, but then fame is also chasing him. So at that point, Madhavendrapuri did not forget his original mission. His original mission was he had come to take the Chandan. He did not take the kheer, sit down there and said, okay, make a room for me here. I will continue. You please supply to our Gopal there. He went and he continued in his service. So in this way, demonstrating the importance of selfless service. And this pastime is being spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And this beautiful pastime is depicted in today's deity's darshan. Pragada premere e sobhava achar nija dukkha vighnadira nokare vichar. People would wear gold in Satyuga. They wore gold in Treta Yuga. They wore gold in Dwapar Yuga. And they are wearing gold in Kali Yuga. How do you know it is gold? By checking its chemical composition. By checking its qualities. There are standard tests available which reveals that this metal, which is yellowish in color, is actually gold. Many things appear yellowish in color. Any yellow object is not gold. Like that, there are standard tests to check anything. So there are devotees who practiced pure devotional service in Satyuga, in Treta Yuga, in Dwapar Yuga, and right now in Kali Yuga. So how do we know whether what I am practicing is coming closer to pure devotional service? Am I on the right track? So Prabhupada gives four parameters. In any service, there are four things: scarcity, impediments, discomfort, and unhappiness. While performing devotional service to Krishna, even in the association of devotees, one should not think, now that I have come to ISKCON and come to Hare Krishna, then everything will be blissful. No problem. Everything will be taken care. Krishna will take care of everything. I am a student, now I don't have to study. Krishna will automatically pass me. Nothing is automatic. Everything has to be, you know, done properly. There was one devotee who was a businessman. He started chanting, and then while doing his chanting, a very deep inspiration came. He heard a sound which said that, stop gambling. You know, he used to do some gambling and he used to speculate in the market and all that. So he got very, you know, inspired, and he thought that the holy name is reciprocating. So he went and told his father that, I want to withdraw all the money which I have put in the market. Father said, who gave you the idea? So he said, I was chanting and I got the inspiration. Father said, stop chanting then. So he didn't agree. He went to the consultant who was helping him in investment. So the investment consultant, he told, I want to withdraw. He said, what's the problem with you? I don't see any indication in the market. I'm an MBA in finance. I'm expert in knowing these things. How did you figure out? He said, no, it is something private. You know, I was chanting and there was some inspiration. He says, no, come on. You're going to be making a lot of money. Don't worry. He said, no. I am paying you. Now I am telling you. Withdraw everything. He took out all the money. In 1 week, the stock markets few years back crashed. Millions of people all over the world lost. And this family, they saved several crores of rupees just because of this. Father was in ecstasy. He called his son and told him, chant more. And this finance consultant, he was even more bewildered. He asked him, can you tell me that mantra you chant? That finance consultant also became devotee. Now he's chanting 16 rounds. So therefore, one should not think that, okay, as soon as I take up the bead bag, all the indications will be positive. There will be many problems. So Prabhupada says four things: scarcity, impediments, discomfort, unhappiness. Cannot be avoided in any ashram, in any situation, within these 14 planetary systems. So when this happens, then Krishna is looking. It is a test. Krishna administers test through Maya Devi. Just example is given. Maya Devi is like professor. Professor who gives exam. Right? In IIT we had one professor who used to give question paper. And first question, you know, he would give. Then second question, he would say, there is a furnace of dimension A, B and C. And that A, B and C is answers of question 1. So if you have not got question 1 answer, you can't start question 2. And the next question would have something from the previous question. And he would be sitting peacefully and smiling. And he would say, if you want the answer, then -5 to proceed ahead. So therefore, it is the duty of a tutor to raise the bar. Right? What is the difference between class 8 and class 7? So there is increase in the degree of difficulty. Then only you go to the next class. Just imagine, after going to class 10, the syllabus is of class 1. Just thinking about that, everyone is in ecstasy. Is it ever possible? You know, and you enter into PhD and you find out that it is 11th standard. It doesn't happen. as you proceed, the bar is raised. So there is a standard way of doing that in the education system. Similarly, Krishna wants to give us spiritual education, and there is a process which he has kept in place so that this education or this knowledge can go inside. This is called Divya Gyan. Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashito. So this Divya Gyan comes from the spiritual master and the guru and the acharyas. But how does it penetrate? It penetrates when one continues the classes without giving up. Many people don't attend classes regularly in school and college. School they attend, but college many times they don't attend. You know, I went for a college program many years back here nearby. I don't want to give the name of that college because many may be inspired to take admission there. So I saw that it was 11 o'clock in the morning and practically all the students are below. So I had a program in that college. I went up and the two, three people were sitting in the class. I gave a small lecture and I left. Then I saw below everyone is standing. I thought, I asked them, has the college timings changed? They said, no, this is the perfect time. So you mean the college is running? Yes, college is running. So why are you here? So that's why we are here. So if you come all the way here, why you don't attend? You might as well not come. I said, oh, it's too boring at home. So when we don't take the classes, then we don't get the education properly. So similarly, when discomfort comes, some scarcity comes, some impediment comes, some unhappiness comes, and we slacken our spiritual education. We don't chant properly, don't serve properly, just become morose, lose enthusiasm. Then, at that time, Krishna is taking a test. He is grading us at that point. How you are going through this test. So, pragada premere ei sobhava achar nija dukkha vignadira nakore vichar. So, just like gold is tested by certain symptoms, pure devotional service is tested by these four things. That when a devotee performs service without selfish considerations and continues serving in spite of scarcity, impediment, discomfort and unhappiness, then he is on the path of pure devotional service. So therefore this is the principle of trying to be free from the false ego. So that is called Namaste. Second word says Narasimhaya. So Rupa Goswami in Laghu Bhagavatamrita describes that Lord Narasimhadev appeared in the sixth Manu period just before the churning of the milk ocean and at the Yuga Sandhya between Satyuga and Trita Yuga. That is the timing of Lord Narasimhadev's appearance. So Bhagavatam describes Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshu akileshu chatmana adrishyata ati adbhuta rupamudvahan stambhe sabhayam namrgam namanusham. So when Lord Narasimhadev appears, this particular verse comes. Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam. Why Lord Narasimha appears? To make the statements of his devotee Prahlad true. Vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu. Prahlad said, Lord is everywhere. So his father Hiranyakashipu asked, is he here also? Is he here in this pillar? Prahlad didn't say, maybe. You try and see. You test and let me know. He was confident, said, yes, he's there. Vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu chatmana adrishyata. adrishyata ati adbhutam, this form which has never been seen before. Ati adbhuta rupam, this form was very super excellent. Mimamsa manasya samutthito gruto narasingha rupam tadalam bhayanakam. It was very, very ferocious looking form. So the Lord appears, adbhuta rupam udvaham stambhe sabhayam na mrigam na manushim. So Hiranyakashipu was, he had fought with practically everyone in the universe. So he knew how every species looks like. Hiranyakashipu was highly intelligent, widely traveled, highly experienced. In all of his memory, this form did not fit anywhere. So Hiranyakashipu, as soon as he saw this form, he was trying to access all his memory files. You know, and then he just couldn't relate with what he was seeing. And then finally, he just decided to fight. Stambhe sabhayam na mrigam na manusham. Neither an animal nor a human being. So this is the beauty of the Lord's appearance. So what does it indicate? We can never become more intelligent than the Lord. Hiranyakashipu tried all permutation and combination to stay alive. So now the question is, what is wrong with Hiranyakashipu's desire? Practically everyone desires to stay alive. Everyone wants to be eternal. The only problem is, when you want to stay eternal and participate in the eternal pastimes in the spiritual sky, such a person is called a devotee. And when one wants to remain eternal in the material body, in the material world, such a person is called demon. So the place and the location where the desire of remaining eternal, that makes all the difference. So therefore Hiranyakashipu had his so many conditions, and he thought that I have now fixed the Lord. Vishnu is defeated. Nothing can be done. He was overconfident. So the Lord appeared. Namrigam namanusham. Nara simha. So therefore, it is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Namaha shantaya ghoraya mudhaya gunadharmine nirvisheshaya shantaya namo jnana ghanaya cha. Sometimes the Lord appears in a shanta rup, shantaya. Then for killing Hiranyakashipu, ghoraya, very deadly, very angry. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada that, Srila Prabhupada, sometimes I become very angry on my wife. What I should do? It's a very practical pastime. So Prabhupada said, at that time, remember Lord Narsingadev. So this disciple was a little confused. What does it mean? You know, because Narsingadev also dealt with Hiranyakashipu in a certain way. So remember Narsingadev means what? So Prabhupada said, Lord Narsingadev's anger is unlimitedly powerful and transcendental. And by remembering that unlimitedly powerful and transcendental anger, your minute insignificant anger will dissolve. Right? What is the power of our anger? Previously, sages also had such anger. Durvasa Muni or some of these other sages, they could take out one piece of hair from their head, throw it on the ground. In anger, demons could come out and start attacking. Right? Which even the US Army would be proud of. Such attacks. Now in Kali Yuga, if you put our hand on the head, you know, maximum you can scratch your head. Who will be fearful? So our anger is very, very insignificant. But this anger, someone can say that, okay, You are saying anger, but Krishna says that Trividham Narakasyedam Dwaram Nashanam Atmanam, that anger is the gate to hell. How you are saying this anger is good? So therefore in the last line it says, Namo Jnana Ghanayacha. Don't think that this form of Lord Narasimha is made out of matter. It is knowledge personified. So this Narasimha Rupa is not material, it is completely transcendental, and the anger is also completely transcendental. That's the beauty of this. So in Lilamrita, it is described that in Amsterdam, Prabhupada had come for one initiation, for deity installation. And the president was trying his best to organize things. Things were not working very well. Everything was chaotic. Prabhupada asked, where are the fruits for the yajna? They said, we have used it in fruit salad. Prabhupada said, where are the flowers? He said, well, I'm trying, I'm giving instructions, they're not listening. And Prabhupada started screaming, who's responsible for this? Which rascal? And at that point, suddenly Prabhupada heard sounds, loud sounds, doom, doom, doom. And Prabhupada ran inside the altar and they found that the size of the deities was larger than the size of the altar. So they were trying to push the altar in, push the deities inside the altar somehow. So Prabhupada went in and made them cut the top. And then they took out that top canopy of the altar in a procession out. And all the TV stations who had come, they thought this is the beginning of the ceremony. They thought this is how the Hindu ceremony begins, with the ceremonial procession. And then Prabhupada came out and he was still fuming, he was still angry, and he was looking around and, who's responsible? Who's responsible? And one hippie, he had also come in and he had beads in his hand. He was sitting behind Prabhupada. He saw Prabhupada in a very angry mood. He tapped Prabhupada from behind and told Prabhupada, chant Hare Krishna. So then that day also happened to be the sannyas ceremony for that president. So under very auspicious circumstances, he took the sannyas. That was not the end of the story. So after that, the devotees had, they thought that Prabhupada is going to take the, you know, whatever, the food which his servant cooks. Prabhupada suddenly said, I want the bhoga which was offered to the deities, the first deity offerings, I want the Mahaprasad. And then practically everything was over. And so little bit was left. So they packed it up. And this servant again went. And then when he went to Prabhupada's quarters, the driver applied the brake. The brake was so strong that the plate went forward and it fell. So that prasadam also was gone. So immediately he ran back. And he found out that all the other prasad is over. So he walked into Prabhupada's room on that same day as the icing on the cake. Prabhupada, one plate of prasad was there, it fell. Prabhupada said, pick it up and bring. So he picked it up and gave, and he felt very bad. Came back and reported to the president that one extra feather on the cap. So the president was really very concerned. He went at night to meet Prabhupada and he thought Prabhupada will be like fiery. He went inside and Prabhupada was just in a very jolly mood. And he looked at Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, you were so angry in the morning, but now it appears that, you know, you're not so angry. We are very sorry for all the blunders we did. And Prabhupada said, well, a devotee's consciousness is like an ocean. On the surface, sometimes there may be waves, but the ocean is very deep. So one can never imagine what's going on inside. So even this anger which I displayed was just to train you not to be careless, but to be more conscious. So therefore, great souls may sometimes use anger in order to train the dependents, but they do not come under the control of anger. So that is the difference between anger which leads to hell and anger which is transcendental. So when Krishna displays anger, he uses it as a weapon to destroy miscreants who create trouble for his devotees. Vinashaya cha dushkritam. So therefore, Lord Narasimha appears in that form to kill Hiranyakashipu. So therefore, Namaste Narasimhaya. Prahalad Ahalad Daine. So Prahalad had other three brothers. So the brothers of Prahlad were Anuhulad, Samhlad, Halad, and Prahlad. These names were chosen by Hiranyakashipu only. Many of you are looking at me like I have named him. It is there in the Bhagavatam. Don't think I have just created now. So why these names are there, what their meanings are, I don't know. But sometimes I've heard Prahlad means Prakrishta Rupena Halad, perfectly happy. Okay, but that still doesn't explain the Halad of all the other brothers. So Halad's son was Sunda, and Sunda's wife was Tataka, and Tataka was the first demoness Lord Ram killed, like that. So in this way, many of the demons in the family went from yuga to yuga. It went across generations. Then Prahlad, a special feature of Prahlad is described in the Bhagavatam. Nodvigna chitto vyasaneshu nispraha shruteshu drishteshu guneshu avastudrik dantendriya prana sharira dhi sada prashant kamo rahita sura sura. So this pastime comes from the lotus lips of Shripad Narad Muni speaking to Yudhishthir Maharaj in the Rajasuya Yajna arena. I was describing yesterday, Rajasuya means that Yudhishthir will become the emperor. And suddenly Krishna takes the Sudarshan and kills Shishupal. So there is a stop. Now Yudhishthir Maharaj was so ambitious and so attached to becoming the emperor, he would not want that yajna to stop. He would want it to expedite immediately. But Yudhishthir Maharaj looks at this scene and Krishna is right there and Krishna has performed this act, but Yudhishthir asks Narada. So therefore, only Krishna can be revealed by his devotees. The inner secrets of Krishna's qualities and why Krishna acts in certain ways can only be revealed by his devotees. So Krishna is sitting in that arena. When Yudhishthir Maharaj asks Narad Muni this question, and then Narad Muni begins his description, right from the beginning of the seventh canto all the way for 15 chapters, all the entire description about Hiranyakashipu's bad qualities are described, and then Narasimhadev's appearance, Yudhishthir Maharaj is hearing patiently Narasimha Leela. Yudhishthir Maharaj is the actual Shrota for the Narasimha Leela. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is so fortunate, he gets to see Krishna Leela and gets to hear Narasimha Leela directly, like that. So therefore, many times people think, okay, Krishna is highest, Krishna's pastime with gopis is still higher, and we should only be concerned with intimate pastimes, the higher rasas. So Yudhishthira did not turn to Krishna and ask him, how was your life with gopis? Now you are in Hastinapur, but how was Vrindavan? Some nectar? From your first 10 years, you would like to share with us? There is no incident anywhere where any of the Pandavas who were so intimate have asked such a question. Right? Because it is Krishna's private affair. But in India, everyone wants to bring Krishna's private affair to public. Why Krishna has so many girlfriends? Many people's problem is this. Why Krishna had so many girlfriends? That is not the real problem. Real problem is why I don't have so many. That is envy towards Lord. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is hearing this, and at this point Narad Muni is describing this. No dvigna chitto vyasaneshu. Why Prahalad is perfectly happy? Prahalad means one who is perfectly happy, perfectly peaceful. How many of us want to be perfectly happy and perfectly peaceful? So Prahlad's character is demonstrating that. In one family, both the extremes have been demonstrated. How to be miserable, how to be happy. You choose whom you want to follow. The two greatest Mahajans have been placed in one family. So therefore the choice is ours. The best of material and best of spiritual. Na udvigna chitta vyasaneshu nispraha. First reason, he was detached from sense objects. Shruteshu drishteshu guneshu avastudrik. From sense objects available directly, within his range, from sense objects which he had heard about but not yet attained, but saw probably some of his colleagues had attained, and he wanted to also attain, or sense objects he wanted to enjoy after this life. He was free from attachment to all the three varieties of sense objects. And the next, Dantendriya, he had sense control. Prana Shariradhi Sada Prashanta Kamo, he was desireless. Prashanta Kamo Rahita Asura Sura. He had been born in Asura family, but he had quality of Sura. He was divine in nature. So therefore, this is described here as the character of Shripad Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Ahlad. So Lord Narsingadev appeared to give pleasure to Prahlad Maharaj by protecting him, protecting his faith, protecting his bhakti. So, before, Hiranyakashipu had given a lot of torment. So how can someone be Ahlad when Hiranyakashipu is standing about to shoot him down? How can you be happy? So the example is given that just like a potter's wheel is there and the clay is taken round and round and the potter keeps crushing on it so that the bubble is released. So when a potter is making a pot, all the bubbles inside must be completely crushed out. Only then when it is baked, it will bake properly. Otherwise the bubbles inside will burst. So therefore Krishna has to make sure that we are ready for pure devotional service in the spiritual world. So therefore that preparation is by going through the various sufferings in this material world. In Ramayana, the pastime comes, Sita Devi is kidnapped by Ravana. So in Sri Lanka, Sita Devi is, for the first time Ravana comes to meet Sita. So at this point, Sita, she looks at Ravana, and there is an incident that Sita Devi picks up one trina. Trinam antaratat kritva. So trinam, she picks up a trina or a piece of grass and throws it in front of Ravana. So between her and Ravana, she throws this piece of grass. So the Sri Vaishnava Acharyas have written commentaries on why she threw the grass. Trinam antaratat kritva. Why this grass? Why Sita Devi threw this grass? So the first reason they say is Sita Devi wanted to tell Ravana that since you are a special guest, you must have an asan. So please have this asan of Kusha grass. Then she wanted to tell that since I am a lady, you are a man, there should be some barricade between us. So this grass will act as a barricade. So therefore this grass. Then Sita Devi wanted to tell that if this grass is actually, you know, a representation, then it is representing my insignificant self. You are so interested in exploiting me, I am insignificant, like this straw. Or she is trying to say that, Ravana, you think you are powerful, you are insignificant, like this straw. Or she is trying to say that when Lord Rama comes, burns the whole of Lanka, and you don't have a house to stay, use this grass to make your hut. Or she is saying, Jnanena hina pashubhi samana. Someone without jnana is just like an animal. So Ravana, you have 10 heads, still you are trying to exploit someone else's wife. You have no knowledge. You are just like an animal. Therefore, eat this grass. And then she is saying that, what do you think? I am alone here and my Lord is not here? You think my Lord is there, many miles away, and he can't come and protect me? Oh Ravana, just like Lord Narsingadev appeared from the pillar to protect Prahlad Maharaj, my Lord Ram can appear from this grass right now and destroy you. Beware of this grass. Like that. She's scaring Ravana. So therefore, a great devotee is always fully conscious of the Lord's protection. So Ravana also tried to give various temptations, various offers, but Sita Devi never budged. Similarly, Prahlad also, he was perfectly happy because he knew what is the real goal of his life. Like that. The first time, this painting, which famous painting of Narsingadev, which you see on the altar, it was painted by one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, and Prabhupada was in a hospital. Two paintings were brought simultaneously. One was a Radha Krishna painting, another was Narsingadev painting. Both were brought by this artist. So Prabhupada called the doctor, and Prabhupada started speaking to this doctor, and he said that, in our tradition, our God is many-sided. He's not just one. Just see here, in this painting as Radha and Krishna, he is a symbol of love. And here in this painting, he is a symbol of unlimited transcendental anger. That is a multifaceted personality of the Supreme Lord. So the doctor couldn't figure out what's going on. It was like too transcendental for him to understand. But Srila Prabhupada tried to convey this. So Prabhupada, in one of the temples initially, when he was playing upon an instrument, musical instrument, it was a piano, and when Prabhupada moved that piano, there was a sound, and a photograph fell, and the devotee brought it up, and it was a photo of Lord Narsingadev. So Prabhupada said, this picture of Narsingadev, why it was hidden behind? So one devotee came and said, this photo looked so ferocious. This personality, whoever he is, he's killing someone else and blood is all over the place. I thought any new guests come, they will become afraid and run away. Therefore I hid it. So Prabhupada said, no. This photo demonstrates how the Lord is so merciful to his devotees. And the devotees become blissful by seeing this form. So Prahlad Maharaj became blissful by seeing the form of Lord Narsingadev. And he was always blissful because he was satisfied in serving the instructions of his spiritual master Shripad Narad Muni. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama abhikama manoya prapatan prasangat कृत्वात्मसात् सुररशिना भगवन् गृहीतं सोहम सोहम तव भृत्य सेवाम सोहम कथम नु विसृजे तव भृत्य सेवाम. हाउ कैन आई गिव अप द सर्विस ऑफ श्रीपाद नारद मुनि आफ्टर हैविंग दर्शन ऑफ लॉर्ड नरसिंहदेव. प्रहलाद महाराज इज सेइंग दिस दैट माय डियर लॉर्ड माय लाइफ वाज टोटली मिजरेबल. आई वाज फॉलोइंग द फुटस्टेप्स ऑफ द रेगुलर पीपल ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड गोइंग इन टू हेल. I did not know what is reality. I did not know what is the goal of life. I was guaranteed to go to hell, but somehow your representative, Srila Narad Muni, appeared and he has protected me and changed my life like that. So in this way, he was very, very grateful to Srila Narad Muni. And this is one quality of a great devotee, that he is grateful. So therefore, if we have to be happy in life, both gratitude and service attitude will help us remain blissful even in the path of Krishna consciousness. So Prahlad Ahlad the Daine. Prahlad Ahlad Daine. Daine means give. So Lord Narsingadev gave bliss to Prahlad, like that. So it is described that Daine, the bhakti is the process of revelation, only the Lord can give. When the Lord decides to give, then we can receive. Yatra naisarga durvaira sahasan nri mrigadaya. So it is described in the 10th canto that Vrindavan is a place where all the different animals come together and they stay together. Mitrani ajitavasan ruta trut tarshakadikam. So in Vrindavan, when all the animals come together, they stay together because they are centered around Krishna. So therefore, this love of Krishna is only awarded by Krishna. And then one gets devotional qualities. So the example is given that even one is successful in conquering the enemies in the battlefield, then the government awards ornaments, medals of victory. Veer Chakra, Param Veer Chakra, all these medals are given by the government. You can't walk into Rashtrapati Bhavan and tell the president, I am interested in few medals. My family never got a medal. Can you give? 2, 3 for me, 1 for my neighbor. You can't demand, it is given. The medals are given. After seeing the meritorious service record of the soldier in fighting for the country against the enemies. So similarly, when Krishna sees how a devotee is fighting against Maya, in favor of Krishna. And when Krishna is pleased with that service record, then gradually he starts awarding various medals. Which are the medals which devotees get? Do they get it here? Do the devotees put the medals on their chest or on the shoulders? What are these victory medals which are given by Krishna? Titikshava, Karunika, Suhurda, Sarvadehinam, Ajatashatra, Shanta, Sadhavo, Sadhu Bhushanam. Bhushanam means ornaments. These are medals of victory awarded by Krishna after a scrutinizing, detailed study of every moment of a devotee's devotional career. And then it is awarded with great discretion. And what are these? Titikshava, tolerance. Karunika, compassion. Suhurda sarvadehinam, feelings of friendship towards all. Compassion towards all living entities. Ajatashatra, not feeling someone as one's enemy. Shanta, peacefulness. Sadhavo sadhubhushanam. So therefore, daine, prahalad ahalad daine. One cannot go and snatch mercy from the Lord. The mercy is given. The spiritual experience is awarded on seeing a devotee's sincere service and steadiness and dedication. Like that. So therefore, Krishna consciousness is a process which requires a lot of steadiness. When Prabhupada was in America, Bhavananda Prabhu was telling us this past time. One time he went and got some rose oil for Prabhupada. You know, and he was thinking that this rose oil is something special here. And he got this rose oil, very expensive, around $100 at that time. And he gave it to Prabhupada. And it is supposed to be used every day a little bit. It goes for a long time. So as soon as he gave, Prabhupada took the rose oil in his hand and turned the whole bottle. And took the rose oil and applied on his head. Took some more, applied remaining on the head. Finished the whole thing. So Bhavananda Prabhu was really shocked. And you know, he was thinking, I don't know why he's doing like this. Probably it is too good. The smell is so attractive. So he asked Prabhupada, how is it? Prabhupada said, okay, but in Kolkata it is better. And Prabhupada, he came from a different culture, different background. All these young people were from a different background altogether. They had no previous exposure to anything in Krishna consciousness or even Vedic culture, or even there were not too many Indians at that time in the West. Right? But the one good thing was they were willing to cooperate and follow Prabhupada. And therefore Krishna consciousness was spread all over the world by people from the West. And that's how ISKCON came on the world map. So therefore, all it requires is the desire to serve. The desire to serve has a higher rating in Krishna's evaluation system than actual skills and intelligence. That desire can be overpoweringly empowered by Krishna. So that is the most important thing. And Prabhupada said, they may have many disqualifications, but they have one great qualification. They are willing to do what I am saying. And therefore, they got empowered so much. Our Prithu Prabhu, when he came here, he was telling this story. They had, you know, not even seen Tulsi tree. You know, they had only heard, you worship Tulsi nicely, and if it Tulsi start growing, that means your bhakti is very good. So someone came and gave them a plant and they started worshipping it like Tulsi and it started growing like anything. So one Indian gentleman came, they were telling him, see, our bhakti is so good, it is growing so fast. And the Indian gentleman said, this is not Tulsi, this is bamboo. So no background, no knowledge of Sanskrit, a kind of culture which one may think it's very, very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. But ISKCON was actually spread worldwide. Not on the basis. One Prabhupada disciple was saying that why, you know, Krishna did not have Harvard and Yale graduates coming to Prabhupada to assist him. Harvard graduates, Yale graduates. No, so many dropouts were coming. Because if they had come, they would have taken the credit. Harvard and Yale would have got the credit. So therefore, Prabhupada depended on Krishna. And therefore Krishna, he empowered him like anything. And so all the people who assisted him also got empowered. So therefore, Prahlad was empowered because he tolerated all the challenges which came while remembering Krishna. So this is a great lesson, that the Lord tests us, sees our response to challenges, and then rewards, various kinds of gifts when he is pleased with us. So then comes Hiranyakashipu, who is like the central character. In those 10 chapters, 6 chapters are only describing this. After Hiranyakashipu is killed, he is called Sri Hiranyakashipu. Or even before that, Sri Hiranyakashipu. So because Narasingadeva killed him, so he became fortunate, Sri. So Hiranyakashipu means one who is attached to gold. That means one who is attached to money and sex. So that is nothing great, because that's the story of Kali Yuga. So Hiranyakashipu, it is described here. Sa ittham nirjita kakub ekarad vishayan priyan yathopajoshan bhunjano natrapyat ajitendriya. He had access to any kind of pleasure in all the creation, but he was dissatisfied. Why? Because he couldn't control his senses. Therefore, sense gratification is equal to misery. Easiest equation to understand, most difficult equation to practice. Sense gratification is equal to misery. Anyone can understand, right? Oh, that's all. Okay, got it. But when the sense objects actually come, it becomes a challenge. So therefore, success means you get what you like. Happiness is you like what you get. So therefore here we find that was the difference between father and son. Hiranyakashipu was interested in accumulating. Prahlad Maharaj was satisfied with receiving whatever was coming from the Lord like that. So it is described that when Hiranyakashipu was performing tapasya, so at that time Narad Muni goes to Brahmaji and tells him that this tapasya is going too far, and if he becomes very powerful, then you will be obliged to give him too many boons, so let us try to disturb him. So they took the form of kalavink birds, and both Narad Muni and Brahmaji in form of birds sat on a nearby tree and started chanting, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. If you want to disturb demoniac people, chanting is the easiest way. People get disturbed. Stop this chanting. Right? In our Seattle, in our San Diego temple, they were trying to make this big temple. And there was one neighbor who didn't give permissions. They had to take no objection from all the neighbors. And he was an army man. And he said, I cannot tolerate the banging of this drum and I can't tolerate your chanting Hare Krishna. As long as I am here, I will never give permission. So the devotees, even when there is problem, what they do? They chanted more. They were praying to the Lord. And within a couple of months, this army officer got transferred. Where? To Alaska. And what was special? That is one of the few states in America where there is no ISKCON temple. Because Lord wanted to fulfill his desire. And he didn't want to be near where chanting is. So they were both chanting, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. Hiranyakashipu got disturbed. He tried to chase the birds away. And then when he went back to do tapasya, he was not in mood. Like it happens, we start chanting and you know, something happens and mood goes. Then we feel, let me take rest now. Let me rest for half an hour, then there will be good mood to chant. And again I will chant. You know, then you go to sleep and someone disturbs the sleep. And you go further bad in the mood. Then the postpone chanting further till night. And then 10 o'clock the beads are hanging in your hand. And 8 rounds are remaining. And you are thinking, how did I come to Krishna consciousness? So the sadhana is disturbed. So Hiranyakashipu became so angry, he went back. And then he was enjoying with his wife Kayadu. And Kayadu was asking, Aray, you had gone for really long tapasya, what happened? finished. That is all. What happened to all that enthusiasm? You had spoken big, big things while going. So Hiranyakashipu, oh, what to do? So many problems in this world. I just started the austerities and everything, you know, but these two stupid birds came and started, you know, chanting Om Namo Narayanaya. And then he chanted that. And then, you know, he impregnated his wife. And therefore, ultimately, again, after that he goes back to perform the tapasya. But in the meantime, Prahlad Maharaj is getting ready. So that's the whole idea of how Hiranyakashipu's plans were intervened like that. So, therefore, the demoniac people of this world always want to conquer over and control. Like one of our devotees, he was deputy director in one of the government agencies, and he was being harassed by some of his superiors. So he came to Maharaj and said, they are trying to get on my case, they are really torturing me. So Maharaj said, don't worry, probably, Krishna is testing you. And it always happens, people are envious, and envious people are like Kaliya, you know. So you don't worry, you just tolerate. And try to make friends with him, give him some gifts. So this devotee, he took some gifts and he gave this picture of Krishna dancing upon Kaliya. This, something like that. So he came and told Maharaj that I gave this gift on Diwali. So then a week after that, this boss who was harassing him got transferred. So he came to Maharaj and said, I can't believe it. As soon as I gave this gift, or whatever, after that, within 1 week, this boss got transferred to Nagpur. And Maharaj said, confirmed, it is Kaliya, Nagpur. So when there is envy, the snake represents the envy. So Duryodhan could not tolerate the Pandavas' prosperity. Duryodhan had everything, but he just could not tolerate the Pandavas' prosperity because of only one reason, envy. So therefore, envy in the heart can only be cured by Krishna's grace. There is no known material solution available. Only by begging at the lotus feet of the Lord it is possible. So here it is described that Hiranyakashipu Vaksha Vakshaha Shila Tanka Nakhalaye. Okay. So Vakshaha is chest. Okay, Hiranyakashipu Vaksha, his chest was like a shila, stone, hard like a stone because of his austerities and everything. He got a special armor. That means no weapon could penetrate. The demons of those periods never complained of any backache or anything. There is no record that Hiranyakashipu ever had a backache or a headache or, you know, he's thinking, I'm having vomiting sensation today. Some acidity problem is going on. Fully fit. Whatever they ate, they could digest. So Hiranyakashipu was in full blow. Tamanga matram madironu gandhina vivrikta tamraksha ashesha dishnepa. So Bhagavatam describes that Hiranyakashipu would be constantly drunk. His eyes would be constantly rolling. And red, copper colored, it is described. Tamra is copper. Ashesha tamraksha ashesha dishnepa. So he was constantly in an intoxicated state. And he had conquered over the demigods, and he employed all the demigods in his palace for doing all the menial tasks. So some Chandra or Varuna were sweeping the floor. Indra was cutting bhaji. He would put different people for different things. And without any reason, keep chastising. Some demigod would pass by, he would hit him and chastise. That was his pleasure. That was his idea of pleasure. You know? And Narad Muni explains to the extent that even sages and myself, we would be very, very fearful of Hiranyakashipu. After Hiranyakashipu is killed, all the demigods come out in the open and they glorify Narsingadeva like anything. And each demigod group comes and describes how they were affected by this Hiranyakashipu. Because when the final fight is going on between Hiranyakashipu and Narsingadeva, demigods are watching from above. And smile came back to them after a long time. First time they saw hope after seeing Lord Narsingadeva's form. That okay, there it looks like this fellow is going to be killed. And they started, you know, glorifying the Lord and started cheering. And Hiranyakashipu looked up at that time. And they all jumped behind the clouds. They felt fearful. If he notes our name down now, and somehow, you know, last over, last ball, something happens, you're finished. Lord Narsingadeva, he destroyed. And as soon as he destroyed, there is a whole chapter in Bhagavatam. Very nice chapter, you read that, describing how all of them felt relief. You know, one of the verses says, Hiranyakashipu was like the fever of meningitis in the head of this universe. And Lord came as a surgeon or doctor or whatever and cured the entire world of this fever. So although his chest was so powerful, then still it was ripped apart. So hard-heartedness is created by five things. How the heart becomes hard. Krishnera samsara koro chadi anachar. Jivedaya krishnanam sarvadharmasar. Nadiya godrume nityananda mahajan. So jivedaya krishnanam sarvadharmasar. It is the essence of all religion. Process is simple. Krishnera samsara koro. Don't give up sansar. Connect with Krishna's sansar. Krishnera samsara koro chadi anachar. And give up sense gratification. So why the jiva daya doesn't appear in the heart? Why the heart remain hard? So the first reason is mayavad or impersonalism. Second is atheism. Third is demigod worship. Fourth is pretension or pretentious religious principles. And fifth is, most important, offense towards devotees. So pretension, offense, demigod worship, atheism and impersonalism, these concepts, they create a covering over the heart and it creates hard-heartedness. So therefore, in such a state, a person is only concerned with his selfish interest. So Hiranyakashipu was very selfish and he created a very strong, powerful body to secure his own interests. Vakshaha Shila. So his chest was very hard because he didn't want to be killed. He wanted to enjoy eternally. Like that. Desire to enjoy was very strong. Tanka nakhalaye. Okay, but the Lord, he actually used the weapon, right? Hit that. Tanka is using the weapon of his nails, nakhalaye. So place where all the nails, so Lord's nails were so huge, so big. So all those nails were used by the Lord to rip apart Hiranyakashipu, which probably no other weapon could have done. That chest of Hiranyakashipu was you know, protected from all weapons except the Lord's fingers, especially the nails, like that. So there is a beautiful deity of Lord Narasimhadev. There is a place called Vadapalli. So Vyasadeva, it seems, was performing austerities here. And as he was writing, he was meditating on pastimes of Lord Narasimhadev. And Vyasadeva started thinking that, oh, Lord Narasimhadev appeared in such a transcendental, powerful form. How he must have killed Hiranyakashipu. And as he was thinking like that, suddenly Vyasadeva's breathing became intense. And hot air started coming in and out. And he was like breathing out. And immediately Vyasadeva realized that Lord Narasimhadev has appeared within. And he is actually giving me an experience of what that anger of Narasimhadev was against Hiranyakashipu. And then the Lord's beautiful deity form manifested there. And it was installed and it is still being worshipped. And because that was a place where Lord Narasimhadev manifested through Vyasadeva's breathing, this Narasimhadev deity is constantly breathing angrily. And as a proof of this, the pujaris light two candles or two lamps. One lamp is hanging near the face. One lamp is near the feet at a distance. So the one near the feet remains still. The one near the face keep flickering. Although inside there is no air movement. It moves like there is some air movement. Demonstrating that Lord Narasimhadev's anger is being manifested through his heavy breathing. This very beautiful deity. In Mayapur we have our famous Narasimha deities. And you know, one of our pujaris, he was very fearful of Lord Narasimhadev. And whenever he would go near and start serving, he would be trembling, very afraid. So one time he was in his sleep. He had forgotten something because of fear also. And then next day, Lord appeared in the... He was in a sleep and suddenly he felt a heavy object on him. He looked up and he saw Lord Narasimhadev was sitting on his chest. And he tried to get up and the Lord put his lotus-like fingers and pushed him down and said, "Why you are feeling afraid? Only demons should feel afraid of me. Devotees should not feel afraid. Serve me fearlessly." And then the Lord left. And this devotee was so bewildered, he went around running in the campus in gamcha. And it is described in this book that there's still some mark is there on his shoulder, revealing that how Lord Narasimhadev actually appeared like that. So, ito Narasimho, parato Narasimho. Here is Narasimha, there is Narasimha. Everywhere is Lord Narasimha. Right? Someone asked Prabhupada, So you say that Lord Narasimha appeared at Ahobalam and there was the pillar in Ahobalam, and are you sure Lord Narasimha appeared in Ahobalam only? Prabhupada said, what difference it makes where he appeared? Important thing is you worship him. Don't worry where he appeared. You worry that you continue to serve him. No, says, no. We are just publishing an article. Prabhupada said, what is the need? Where he appeared? You worship. So Jayadvaita Maharaj said, Prabhupada, no, we want to print an article with a photo of that place in Ahobalam. So therefore, what is the need? You just worship. So Jayadvaita Maharaj said, Prabhupada, if we print something wrong, then you will become like Narasimha. Prabhupada, oh, okay, what is the matter then? Oh, if there is any controversy, don't print. So therefore, Prabhupada then comes to the conclusion and he says, why you are discussing this topic where Lord appeared? Why you are trying to confine Lord Narasingha? Don't confine Lord Narasingha that he appeared here only. He can appear anywhere. Itto Narasingha, Parato Narasingha. Dr. Patel was with Prabhupada, he was arguing with Prabhupada. Are Jew temple deities, they are not facing in this direction, they are facing in that direction. According to the tradition, this is not correct, that is not correct. Prabhupada said, our philosophy is Itto Narasingha, Parato Narasingha. Yato Yato Yami, Parato Narasingha. Like that. So, you know, it is all adjusted. So therefore, there was one disciple of Shankaracharya, his name is Padmapad. He was deep in the forest meditating on Lord Narasingadev, trying to get his darshan. So one hunter, he came and saw this sannyasi and he thought, oh, he's alone in the forest. He said, sir, very dangerous forest, you should not sit here alone. Padmapad said, no, I am very busy. He said, but I see you are just sitting here with eyes closed, what are you doing? So Padmapad started thinking, "Arey, this is hunter. How will he understand meditation? How will I speak in his language?" So Padmapad said, actually, I am searching for one animal. But I am not able to find that animal for a long time. So the hunter said, I am hunter. For many generations we have only been hunting. We are expert in finding animals. Which animal you are searching? Padmapad thought, my God, now I am caught. So he said, okay, half man, half lion. Very special animal. Half man, half lion? My father never described such an animal to me. I have never come across such an animal. Are you sure it is in this forest? He said, not only in this forest, he is in all forests. You are sure? Okay, but I want to serve you and I will get such an animal. He said, don't worry, you will never find him. He got very agitated. He's telling me? I can't find? I will find him before sunset. If I can't find him, I will hang myself. Half man, half lion. Narasimha, Narasimha, Narasimha. Full day he was shouting the names of Narasimha, trying to search. It was sunset, he couldn't find. He put the rope around a tree, put it around his neck. He was about to hang himself, Lord Narasingadev appeared, stopped him. And he looked and said, I have been searching for you. Where were you? He caught him by the hand and took him. Said, this sannyasi is searching, and brought him in front of Padmapad. Said, Padma, you see this animal? Yes, come. And Padmapad, he heard the voice of Lord Narasingadev, he couldn't see. And the Lord said, this hunter has been searching for me with one pointed attention and without a motive. Your worship has not reached that stage of unmotivated devotion. Therefore, you are only able to hear me because of your association with this hunter. Lord can really humble anyone. Like that. So in Karnataka, there is a temple which is in a place called Agiripilli. So what happens is here, there is one Brahman and he sees a tiger coming out of a cave. And the Brahman chases this tiger. And this tiger goes into the cave and he sees that it has become form of Lord Narasimha. So he becomes very happy that the Lord I saw in the form of this tiger. So he gives it the name Vyagra, Vyagra Narasimha. So then after some years of worship, then temple is very still simple. So his son, his name is Shobhanacharya, he takes over. And the Shobhanacharya, he wants to build a big temple. So he goes to the Nawab of Hyderabad and says that, why don't you give some big donation? So Nawab says, why you want donation? So that I can make this big temple for Lord Narasingadev. Nawab said, what Narasingadev? Who has seen him? What is the proof? If your Lord is there, show him. Bring him to me. Like that in New York, one hippie was sitting right in front of Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada was giving class on Gita. and again raising hand. And Prabhupada said, what is it? And this hippie said, have you seen God? Prabhupada said, no, you are coming in the way. So skepticism. Can you see God? Can you show me God? So this Nawab said, can you show me God? So this Shobhanacharya, he took some fresh butter, mixed it with sugar, and he started chanting Narsingha mantras. All the citizens, the court, the Nawab, everyone was sitting and watching. Suddenly, out of the blue, a huge tiger walked in. And he continued holding the hand. And the tiger came and licked the butter and went away. So the Nawab got convinced. You know, because you can't keep butter holding for a tiger like that. Regular tiger will eat the hand first, then the butter. So he gave an endowment of this whole village. Agripilli was given as an endowment for these deities, that whatever rent comes from this should be used to maintain. That's how the previous ages the temples used to run, by being given endowments by these kings, like that. So yato yato yami tato narsingha, yato yato yami. So Prabhupada says, wherever we go, we think of Lord Narsingha. Wherever you go, yato yato yami. That means that we should not think of Narsingadev only once in a day or twice in a day, and not only when, you know, there is some danger, like that. So one devotee told Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, sometimes I feel compassion for the souls of this world. Prabhupada said, why sometimes? They were going to Mayapur, and on the way they saw an accident, and one man's brain had come out on the street. So the devotee looked and said, oh, Prabhupada, material world is a miserable place. Prabhupada said, even if accident is not there, it is miserable. Don't just conclude by seeing that. Even otherwise, it is like that. Yato yato yami. So therefore, one time there was a dialogue between Akbar and Birbal. So Birbal told Akbar, you are greater than God. Akbar said, enough. I have heard a lot of things, but this is beyond. How is it possible? He said, yeah, because you can do something which God cannot. Therefore you are greater. I can do something God cannot. What is that? And Birbal said, you can banish someone from your kingdom. God cannot banish anyone from his kingdom. Because everywhere is his. Koveti bhuman bhagavan paratman yogeshwarotir bhavatas trilokyam kwa va katham va kadi va kadeti vistarayan kridayasi krid yogamaya. Bhagavatam 10th canto, Brahmaji glorifying Krishna. Kwa va katham va kadi va kadeti vistarayan kridasi yogamaya. So everywhere Lord's potencies are acting. So we have to be constantly remembering the presence of the Lord for the protection, like that. Bahi Narsingho and Hridaye Narsingho. So outside also Lord Narsingadev is there. Inside also Lord Narsingha is constantly present, like that. So when external, you know, difficulties come, then many times our faith gets shaken. Right? So the training is to see the presence of the Lord in that calamity. So Dasharatha Maharaji announced the crowning of Ram. He made a big, huge palace and called all the citizens and announced to them, tomorrow I am going to coronate Ram as the crown prince. I am going to retire. And Dasharatha Maharaji had ruled for 60,000 years. As soon as he announced that, there was a big sound. It appeared that thunder and lightning were hitting. Dasharatha got bewildered. He asked, what is this sound? Why there was such a huge shout? And the Prime Minister came forward and told Dasharatha Maharaj, everyone is unanimous that in 60,000 years of your rule, this is the best decision. that you have decided to retire. Thank you. People can't contain their ecstasy, so therefore they were shouting. At that point, Dasharatha Maharaj got complex. I am so stupid. I am so useless. After 60,000 years, people feel that I couldn't, continue like this. It was his decision only, but seeing the reject, he perceived people's response as rejection. So Dasharatha Maharaj ruled Ayodhya. Ayodhya means a kingdom which cannot be defeated. Armies could not defeat Dasharatha. But his perception of people rejecting him, he felt defeated. So therefore, the ego is the greatest enemy. What greatest armies cannot do, certain perceptions can do. Defeat our enthusiasm and morale. But it is to Dasharatha Maharaj's credit that he told his mantri that you go and find out the reason. He didn't call everyone and start slapping. He said, go and find out. So they came back and said, we want to reveal only on the promise, you won't punish us. He said, no problem. So he said, you have no fault, only one fault, that you have such a wonderful son like Ram. What can you do? Not your fault. So therefore, at this point, Dasharatha Maharaj agreed and he installed Ram as the crown prince like that. So, this place, there is a place in Salem called Namakkal. And it is described that Hanumanji, what happened was after Lord Narsingadev killed Hiranyakashipu, seeing his angry mood, Lakshmi Devi felt that Lord Narsingadev has rejected me. He is constantly roaring, angry like this, I am not able to have his association. So Lakshmi Devi started doing austerities there at this place called Namakkal to get Lord Narsingha's association. So at that time, in the next yuga, when Hanumanji went to Gandhamadan Parvat and brought Gandhamadan bringing Sanjeevani, so accidentally he also brought one Shila, and that was Lord Narsingadev had gone to Gandaki and he had taken the form of one Shila, Narsingha Shila. And that Narsingha Shila also came along with this. So when he came and placed, and then suddenly at this place, specific place where Lakshmi Devi was performing austerities, Hanumanji felt thirsty. So he kept the Gandhamadan Parvat down, kept the Shaligram Shila down and quenched his thirst. And then when he tried to lift the Shila would not move. So he left the Shila there and Lord Narsingadev and Lakshmi Devi were joined again, united. And that beautiful temple is there. This is the temple near Salem. Very beautiful temple of Lord Lakshmi and Narsingadev, like that. So, Bahir Narsingo, Hrudaya Narsingo, and Hrudaya Narsingo, Lord is in the heart also. So, after Hiranyakashipu's kill, Lakshmi Devi starts chastising Lord Narsingadev after he becomes cool. Not before he became cool. So, after he became cool, she started chastising. That you are supposed to be all merciful. And the problem was within the heart of Hiranyakashipu, rather than trying to purify him, without understanding the whole case, you just appeared and without giving any chance, without having a trial, directly killed. Encounter death. Where is the trial? You never gave a chance for justice. You should hate the sin, not the sinner. You should have given at least one chance. So, Narsingadev took the feedback very seriously. So in the next yuga, when he appeared as Lord Rama, so when fighting against Ravana, so on one of the evenings, Ravana's chariot wheel, all his arrows, bows, everything was destroyed. And Ravana was like, ready for kirtan. Nothing in his hands. At that point, Lord Ram could have shot the arrow and finished him. But because of Lakshmi Devi's feedback. So he thought, In last incarnation, I directly jumped out and finished. It was a very, you know, directly final match. So this is not good. I should give some opportunity. So he told Ravana, I give you one last chance. Go to your palace tonight. Even tonight, if you release Sita, I will leave you. He gave one chance. You know, he gave many chances, but this on the battlefield, when he was right at the mercy, he gave one chance. But then, you know, Ravana, again, 10 heads, no brain. He couldn't get it. So he lost his life like that. So therefore, within the heart, so many anarthas are there. When we pray to Lord Narsingha, then he can purify us of our anarthas like that. So today is also Rukmini Devi's appearance day. So she says in her letter to Krishna, Katva Mukunda Mahati Kulashil Rupa Vidya Vayo Dravana Dhamavir Atmatulya. That, you know, there is no one equal to you in education, power, glory, opulences, everything. Dhirapatim Kulavrati Navrinita Kanya Kale Narsingha Naraloka. So she's saying, you may be thinking, my dear Lord, that if you get married, then I will control you and things like that. But it is impossible for me to control you. Because I know your real origin, I know your real glory, that in one of your previous incarnations, you were Narasimha. Kale Narasimha. And nobody could control you. Therefore, don't think I can control you. So therefore, please agree to my proposal. Like that. Kale Narasimha Naraloka Manobhiramam. Like that. So therefore, Narasimha Adim. Narasimha is the original form of everything. So we say that he is Vigna Vinashak. So there is the 8-headed form of Lord Narasimha. And that represents the various forms which Lord Narasimhadev can manifest himself in. Like that. So one is Garuda. One of the forms he represent, one of the faces is that of Garuda in this 8-headed Narasimha form. And that protects health and prevents poisoning. Then he also takes the face of Varaha and it protects one from black magic. He takes the face of Hanuman and protects one from evil forces and retrieves lost objects. He takes the face of Baluka or the bear and helps one overcome fear of darkness. Then he also takes the face of Haigriva or horse face and helps acquire wisdom. And he helps sometimes takes the face of Vyagra or tiger. And he cures diseases and protects one in battle. And he takes the face of Gandaperanda, that is the kind of a bird, two-headed bird, creating peace of mind. And his original face as Lord Narasimha, he gives moksha, mukti, liberation and bhakti, devotion. So not only he helps overcome all the other obstacles, Vigna Vinashak, but most importantly he awards bhakti or devotional service. So this is very beautiful point here. Narasimha Adim, he is the original form. He is the source of everything, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Sharanam Prapadye, and therefore we take shelter of Lord Narasimha. Sharanam Prapadye. So, just like Vibhishan takes Sharanagati. Sharanam means 4 things. One is Akinchanatvam and Ananyagatitvam. So Vibhishan comes with 4 servants. One represents Akinchanatvam. So Akinchanatvam means that I have nothing, I possess nothing. Ananyagatitvam means Lord is the only way. Hopeful dependence and hopeless renunciation. And the other 2 people who come along with Vibhishan represent the qualities of the Sharanya, the one who gives shelter. And what is that? Lord has two qualities, saralta, simplicity, very, very simple, and shakti, supremacy. That means small Prahlad, he could approach, but so powerful. So saralta and shakti combined from the Lord's side and from the devotee's side, akinchan, that I have no other hope. Ananyagatitvam, and you are the only way. I have nothing and you possess everything. When these two combine, then Sharanagati become successful. So for Sharanagati to happen, these four things are essential. So Vibhishan came with four Rakshasas. These four represent that Sharanagati factor. And therefore, he says, Sarvaloka Sharanyaya Raghavaya Mahatmane Nivedayatamam Kshipram Vibhishanam Upasthitam. I am standing here in front of you, my dear Lord. Nivedayatamam, I am praying at your lotus feet. Kshipram, quickly give me shelter. So why Kshipram? Because our mind keep changing. Mind is flickering. So whatever thought of Sharan has come now, if we don't act, that spark may die. So we cannot postpone our desire to surrender like that. Therefore, this is mentioned here. So therefore, now the last line, Tava kara kamala vare nakham adbhuta. So kara kamala. So Lord's hands are compared to lotus, but such big, huge nails are coming out. You know? And if he just caress face of someone, so full design will come. How can he be compared to lotus? So therefore, Bhagavatam describes, Uttapyatat shirshni kalahi vistrastya dhyam. His hand had the power to award fearlessness from the influence of time. So kara kamala, his hands are compared to a lotus because they provide supreme protection to a devotee. Therefore, the Lord's hands are like that. And nakham is, you know, how he has these nails like that. So in South Africa, one devotee family had one small girl. Girl was a great fan of Narsingadev, always chanting Narsingadev's name, making paintings of Narsingadev. And when all friends, she would tell, see my God, man and lion combined. And all the friends in South Africa, they were bewildered. Right? What is this? Unique kind of God we have never seen. So she was great devotee of Narsingadev. So one day she was playing on the road and suddenly one truck came. And the father was watching. And the father could see that the truck is hitting. He couldn't do anything. And the truck came and hit the child. And the child went flying and fell at a distance, unconscious. Father wanted to die at that point. He thought, my child is finished. They took the child to the hospital and they reported accident case, almost about to die. So then the doctor sent for the x-ray and the nurse took the x-ray and the nurse came back and showed to the doctor. The doctor said, bring me the x-ray of this child, girl, who got hit by the truck. I want that x-ray. Nurse said, this is that x-ray. Doctor said, this is not time for joking. This is emergency. Go. She said, this is that x-ray. He said, how is it possible? There are no bones broken in this x-ray. If someone is hit by a speeding truck and if she flies off, bones have to be broken. So he said, I don't know, but this is the x-ray. So it was described that this girl was revived and after a few minutes she got up. And she was perfectly like healthy. And they asked, what happened? And she said, this truck came, and when the truck came, I cried out loudly my Lord's name, Narsingadev. Jai Narsinga, Jai Narsinga. As soon as they chanted, my Lord appeared. And he came and he told me, don't worry, I'm protecting you, nothing will happen. And he picked me up. And only thing is, he had very long nails. He doesn't cut them. And he picked me up and I was protected. So the doctor got totally bewildered. that how is this possible? So then they discussed, okay, after accident, hallucination happens. You know, so definitely something must have happened. So then they checked in more detail and found on the waist some nail marks. So then the doctor went back to the father and said, you have reported road accident. Is it road accident or animal attack? Father said, no animal attack, road accident. So he thought, father is in hallucination. So then this case was reported in the media there. And hearing this, then the doctor also got reported in the media, and the doctor became so excited, he started chanting, he is now initiated devotee. And then this nurse also became a devotee. Jai Narsingadev Bhagwan ki.
Jai!
So therefore we can see that Adbhuta Shringam, Nakham Adbhuta Shringam, the very transcendental weapon. Dalita Hiranyakashipu. What does Dalita mean? Dalita means crushed him. You know, hit with a foot, completely make chutney. Like that. Hiranyakashipu, Tanu, his body was Bhringam, like a wasp is crushed. Like that, Lord Narsingadev crushed him. Who was so powerful, he got crushed by the Lord's fingers or his nails. Tanu Bhringam, like that. So Keshava Dhrita, he is Keshav. What does Keshav mean? One who controls Shiva. Ka means Brahma, Isha means Shiva. Keshav means one who controls Indra, one who controls Brahma and Shiva. Narahari Rupa, like that. He is the taken the form of Narahari. Hari means many things. Hari means lion, Hari means monkey, Hari means sun. Hari means anything which is stolen. All these people steal. Lion steal away life. Monkey steal away your goggles in Vrindavan. Take away your banana. Something like that. So Hari means stealing factor. So Keshava Dhrita Nara Hari Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare. So this Hare, he takes away all your miseries. So therefore on the occasion of Narsingha Chaturdashi, we can pray. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a nice bhajan that he says, Edushta hridaye kam adirupuchayam kutinati pratishtasham shatya sadaraya hridaya shodhana ar krishneravasana narsimha charane mora eito kamana. That edushta hridaye, my heart is so filled with impurities, kama, adi, ripuchaya, six anarthas are there. Kutinati, duplicity, pratishthasha, desire for fame, shatya, cunningness, they are constantly troubling me. Hridaya, shodhana, ara, krishnira, vasana, may my heart be purified and may Krishna appear. Narasingha charane mora, eito kamana. This is my prayer at the lotus feet of Lord Narasingadev. He is saying, Kandiya Narasimha Pade Magibo Kakhana Nirapade Navadvipe Yugala Bhajana. So Kandiya, crying, Narasimha Pade at the lotus feet of Lord Narasimha, Magibo Kakhana, I am begging Lord Narasimhadev's lotus feet. What? Nirapade Navadvipe Yugala Bhajana. May I be engaged in the bhajan, worship of Radha and Krishna in Navadvip Nirapade, without obstacles. May all the obstacles in my bhajan of Radha and Krishna be removed. Bhaya bhaya paya yara darshane se hari prasanna hoi bokabe more doya kori. Bhaya bhaya paya yara. One by seeing whom bhaya becomes fearful. Fear becomes fearful by seeing Lord Narasimhadev. Bhaya bhaya paya yara. Darshane se hari. This is that form of hari. By seeing whom even fear becomes fearful. Prasanna hoibo kobe more doya kori. When will you be pleased with me and give me your mercy? Yadyapi bhishana murti dushta jiva prati prahaladadi krishna bhakta jane bhadra ati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, yadyapi bhishana murti, you have very ferocious form, bhishana murti, but dushta jiva prati, towards demons only. Prahaladadi krishna bhakta jane bhadra ati. Towards Prahlad and other devotees, you are very, very gentle. Like that. Kabe va prasanna hoye sakripa vachane nirbhaya koribe ei mudha akinchane. When you will be pleased with me, my dear Lord, and becoming fearless, you will actually speak to me. Nirbhaya koribe, when you will make me fearless, I am who is so mudha, I am so stupid, and akinchane, without any good qualities and qualifications. Svachande boise vatsa shringa ahe jugala bhajana hao rati hao name. So when I will be very freely engaged in your worship of the Jugala Murti, and when I will get taste for chanting your holy names, O Lord Narasimha, please give me taste in Harinam. Mama bhakta kripa bole vighna jabe dura shuddha chitte bhajo radha krishna rasapura. So Lord is saying, mama bhakta kripa bole, Lord Narasimha is saying, by my devotee's mercy, by my devotee's kripa, vighna jabe dura, Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, Echai Gosaitar Charana Vandan, Jaha Hoite Bighnanash, Abhishta Puran. So all obstacles in bhakti are removed by blessings of the Goswamis, of the great Acharyas. And all desires are fulfilled also by this process. Shuddha Chite Bhajo Radha Krishna Rasa Pura. Ei boli kabe mora mastak upara sviya sri charana harshe dharibe ishwara. Ei boli, saying like this, when will you place your lotus feet on my head? Harshe dharibe, and I will hold with great joy the lotus feet of Lord Narasimhadev.
Amani yugala preme satvika bikare dharaya lutibo ami Sri Narasimha dware.
And when I will experience the pure devotional service towards lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, satvika vikare, and ecstasies in serving them, dharaya lutibo ami, at that day, on that day, I will come in front of Lord Narasimhadev's temple and roll on the dust at the doorsteps of Lord Narasimhadev's temple. Dharaya lutibo ami Sri Narasimha dware, at the dwar of Narasimhadev's mandir. So therefore, Lord Narasimhadev is sarva vighna vinashak, and by praying at his lotus feet, all of the obstacles on the path of devotional service are destroyed. So tomorrow on Narasimha Chaturdashi, we invite all of you. Morning, Bhagavatam will be given by Govinda Prabhu, and evening by Braj Bihari Prabhu. And, you know, it's a day of prayer and service, to pray to be freed from all of these anarthas. So as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that we can engage in service and bhajan without obstacles to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll just chant once the Narasimha Aarti, and then we can do Kirtan.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya. Namaste Narasimhaya. Prahlada Lada Daine. Prahlada Lada Daine. Hiranyakashipurvakshaha. 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 Shilatankanakalaye. Shilatankanakalaye. Ito Narsingha Parato Narsingha. Ito Narsingha Parato Narsingha. Ito Narsingha Parato Narsingha. Ito Narsingha Parato Narsingha. Ito Narasingha Parato Narasingha. Yato Yato Yamitato Narasingha. Yato Yato Yamitato Narasingha. Bahe Narsingha, Hridaye Narsingha. Bahe Narsingha, Hridaye Narsingha. Bahe Narsingha, Hridaye Narsingha. Bahe Narsingha, Hridaye Narsingha. Narsingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye. He Narsingha Madim Sharanam Prapadye. Tavakara kamala vare nakham adbhuta shringam dalita hiranyakashipu tano bringam keshavadrita narahari rupa jagadish hare. Jai Jagadish Hare. Jai Jagadish Hare. Jaya Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadish Hare. Jai Jagadish Hare, Jai Jagadish Hare. Jayo Narsinga Dev, Jayo Narsinga Dev, Jayo Narsinga Dev, Jayo Narsinga Dev. Jayo Prahlad Maharaj, Jayo Prahlad Maharaj, Jayo Prahlad Maharaj, Jayo Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupad, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupad. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. जय लक्ष्मी नरसिंह देव भगवान की, प्रहलाद महाराज की।